Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit GoldenOakLending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons. Want to thank Nessun's Lou Merlone again. And I do believe Lou Merlone's doing some games for WEEI this year, so you'll be able to hear his passionate opinions on our airwaves.
He knows more.
He does know more. He said it. I agree with him. I was a little surprised he said it, but he knows more. That's a baseball legend right there. You just heard that final set of calls. And I know we got all over the Heat for their gag job to close out their postseason quote-unquote run a couple nights ago. The way that game ended for the day.
That was not a gag job. That was a phone-in.
Well, the Pistons challenged it, not for a totality of a game, but for a 30-second span or whatever the hell it was, because the defense by Thompson, who fell over, as I said, like Bill Buckner trying to field a ground ball. Looked like he didn't even have ankles, never mind ankles to break, or was wearing these like old school Forrest Gump braces on his ankles. Like, I mean, Brunson's good, but like you looked like it was a WWE performance.
Overwhelmed by the
ball
moment.
Here.
Yeah.
And then the other end of the floor, after Brunson hits the three, which probably the game winner either way, but I don't know, Detroit maybe get a shot off.
Maybe
don't pass it to a guy who bobbles it and bumbles it out of bounds. Like, the execution there for the Detroit Pistons was embarrassing.
That was something that the Celtics, when I point to the TV, I don't want you to see how.
Yeah, when you point, we all look over like there's something important
talking
we need
about
to
Packers
see.
Mini
like Bill Belichick resigns at USC, UNC or something, came across the scroll.
No, Matthew Golden highlights are up.
Who gives a rat's katukus about Matthew Golden?
I was mostly pointing towards that, just not because I wanted to talk about the Packers, but just about the television itself. Just saying, how many times did we watch a Celtics game and see them try to make that one extra pass that led to Detroit fumbling the ball? I like decisiveness on my final play of the game. I don't want them like, ooh, let's look for the perfect look. Guess what? The perfect look, more often than not, does not exist. So you have to take what is given to you.
And I actually thought, in a weird way, this doesn't totally carry over. That was an example of team not ready. Young team not ready. They could have won the game prior. Like, that's a team that could have advanced in this series, but that was sort of the embodiment and the vision of a team that's not ready to close out a game in a playoff environment. And I just wondered down the road, even though both of these teams have stars, are we going to be saying or seeing something similar with Cleveland or with OKC? And I know you got Donovan Mitchell, who I actually think is more clutch than Jason Tatum. And you got SGA, who is certainly making a name for himself as an MVP caliber player.
We're seeing a different level. Beast is out in the playoffs.
We'll see if we get him. And my question was, maybe fans from New York could play a role in lighting a fire under the Celtics. Well, maybe the fire lit under the Celtics will be a realization that this is one last good run for this team as it currently is constituted. And maybe that makes Tatum angry and want to win, or angry that they're going to blow up his team, because a Shams bomb, Shams Charania, yesterday came out with some information that we'd previously heard. The sale is coming close to being finalized in the next week or so.
The final monies have been secured.
And Shams says once that happens and the power changes, there could be some changes for the Boston Celtics.
And no one around the organization, from players to staffers, would be surprised if there are changes coming to this roster. Because when you think about the new collective bargaining agreement, there's restrictions that come with trades. There's restrictions that come with freezing of draft picks. That's all stuff that they're dealing with right now. They have five players right now scheduled to make $28 million or more next season. That's a league record.
So
they would have a salary bill of $500 million. That would be league history amount. And I think the Celtics knew when they traded for Jrue Holiday and they traded for Kristaps Porzingis, they'd be staring at this in the face this summer. But they're, you know, none of these changes are the top of mind for the Celtics now. They can't be. And this is obviously the most talented team in the league. I think a lot of people would agree with that. So these are good problems to have, but the league is bracing for some level of change to come to the Celtics roster in the offseason.
Okay, Shams, why?
Because money.
Oh, because I thought money. We were winning titles. Mm-hmm. And I thought Wick Grosbeck, when he was on the Greg Hill show, said it wasn't about money. He actually threw the number $500 million out there. Hey, you know, the $500 million bill. It's about basketball limitations and all those.
Is Wick in charge now? Is he the deciding
yes.
factor?
Oh, yeah. He's
staying, but is it his money?
Staying? No, it's never been his money. That's the funny thing with his existence.
But he was in charge.
It never been his money.
But he was shepherding the family funds, as we came to learn, whereas now Billy the Chiz over here is going to be making the final decisions.
So the best way, in my opinion, to keep this team together is go win a title. You tell me Billy the Chiz, as you like to call him, which sounds dirty. We're going to move on from
Billy
it.
Banners.
Billy Banners.
Billy Banners.
Billy Banners. Billy Bankroll.
Okay, Billy Bankroll. Billy North Shore. Billy Georgetown. Billy
Bucks.
Everything. Billy Awkward Guy sitting next to Wick and Steve.
Wow, that's a long. That's a good one. That's concise.
Yeah, you might have to go to the back of the t-shirt to make that one work. You think he wants to come in, win a title, and blow it up? If they win a title, don't they have to keep the band together?
That's not even really his title.
Yeah, it's going to be, well, he'll probably take credit for it and be on the little podium and all that. But
I still think that would be the best awkward moment. Like, where do Wick and Chisholm stand next to each other?
So that's how I look at it. If the Celtics go out and do what many of us have expected and projected that they were going to do all season, win a title. And I know the favorite thing has sort of changed and there's talking heads out there, gambling sites, whatever. They're not the favorite. But they're the defending champions that are playing really good basketball. If you go out and win back-to-back, so famously we had Pat Riley saying, let's do it again, three-peat, all of these ideas. They're going to be like, yeah, we won two, but you know what we're going to do? Shake the whole roster up because we got a bill coming. That makes no sense to me. So if you want to keep the band together, Brad Stevens, and I know he is creative and he might look at it as a challenge.
I mean, like he's the forerunner now. He admired Popovich for so long, and now he set the trend for him because he went upstairs and was more successful upstairs, which Popovich is doing now down in San Antonio.
So successful that he's going to win back-to-back titles, something no one in Boston has done since Bill Russell.
All right, let's pump the brakes. It's a long road.
No, I'm just saying if he does, this is
okay.
Theoretical.
Sure.
He's going to then blow it up and make significant changes. Why?
Because of money.
Because this window was successful.
Yes.
This window of winning has been successful. Mm-hmm. Let's reset it and be ready.
Pull the plug while it's cruising right along.
Yeah. As opposed to say you get to the Eastern Conference Finals or the Finals and you lose.
Oh, different hypothetical.
You don't think that there are some other players you either have on your bench, have in Maine, or can find a way to acquire that would be able to fill in enough of the gaps as Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum get better and better by the day that all of a sudden now it's just like, well, we're a one and done team after winning back to back NBA titles. Like they're going to have to they don't want to pay $500 million. Nobody wants to pay. It's a lot of money. That's a massive loss.
Yeah. So $7 billion, but you're buying the team for a reason. Like, okay. I don't know. I think Boston's a place where John Henry has learned a tough lesson.
But he doesn't have the same penalties that basketball does. The second apron is.
But John Henry won four titles.
Yep.
And still, when you went cheap, people turned on you and said, we don't like you.
That's not cheap. That, like, having a $200-something million payroll is way different than having a $500 million
payroll. No one's saying you have to keep that forever. We're saying, as two-time defending NBA champions, why in God's Celtic green earth would you choose then to break it up? Because if Wick, who's remaining as the governor, is a man of his word. He said it's not about the money.
I know.
He said
it's about the basketball.
No. He said it's about the basketball limitations. About, you know, you can't trade this, your pick, your that. Who cares? Keep the roster. You don't need to make changes. Why do you need to make changes? You just won the NBA title. Keep the band together. When you want to make changes and need to make changes, make changes.
But can't we sit the fence just a little bit?
No, it's do radio. You, pick
not,
a side.
Do you, but do you not believe this team?
Hey, Ordway, pull the fence out of your bum.
In the 2025-26 season.
He used to host in this slot. Some young fans didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Can't the Celtics... Do you believe the Celtics need to have this exact same roster to win again next year?
No. But to get from $500 million to whatever your palatable number is...
$200 million?
You're not using a scalpel. You're using one of those double-sided King's Richard Fair axes,
Andy,
and just swinging the hell
out of it. All right,
Doge it.
Hey, Game of Thrones.
Yeah, you get a Doge it. Good call. See, he brings in his man Elon.
Actually, you know what we're going to do? We're going to call...
Stiz Trump.
No, it's going to be DOBE, Department of Basketball Evaluation.
Yeah, and you're using...
hey, Stiz.
He often does.
Stiz, your mic can just go... Just if you turn it to the left, no one has to hear you.
So we're not talking about minor changes if you're really driven by finances. You're talking about significant changes, big money changes.
Yeah, but Drew Holiday is also going to be one step closer to AARP than NCAA. We were never sure if Porzingis was here for the long haul. Al Horford may just say, you know what? I'm going to go to the Caribbean and pull a running scare and open a bar, and I'm not coming back. Who knows?
You think that would happen? Big Al? Didn't he win back-to-back at Florida? Now he wins back-to-back in the pros, and he's going to say, you know what I'm going to do? Not be historically great.
Stop playing basketball.
He looks fine to me.
I know he looks good, but he's got one more year of managed minutes and load management, one more year of putting off the inevitable of just, you know, going gently into that good basketball night.
And his contract is up, too.
Correct.
Just worth noting.
And he also, his was that.
We got to cut costs, so we better let Al go.
Yeah, that's the literal definition of cutting costs.
That's literally.
I hate this idea that the key would be, the first thought would be cost, second thought, winning.
All right, let's go to the Celtics pregame show. Andy Hart joins us. Well, I guess the team's going to cut costs now. A bunch of pussyfooting babies around here that don't want to achieve greatness.
I mean,
if you could foot the bill, go ahead.
I can tell you, if I ever had $7 billion or the ability to collect $7 billion.
Okay, so let's start said fantasy off with. So I have $7 billion.
Right.
Okay.
I have the ability to buy the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I'm not going to do is alienate the fan base to me by cutting costs.
People have been expecting this. This is like the sequence from episode
two of
The Last of Us.
Said.
Everyone expected us. It's still shocking when it arrives, but everyone expected it.
Wick said 2 years. No team will probably stay above the second apron 2 years, blah, blah, blah. Well, they're not going to. They can stay 2 years and go for three titles.
All right.
Don't be preemptive. Let's go to the phone. 617.
I was
going to
say, why don't we talk to the real fans outside?
793, because they don't have microphones out there. Okay, that would be awkward. It'd be a one-way conversation.
Do you guys think the Celtics should trade off some players this year to get under the salary?
Shaking heads.
Okay, everyone.
Thank you, shaking heads.
All right.
You are right. Fitzy and Dan are wrong. 617-779-7937.
Don't agree with the angry man, please.
Let's go to Nick in the car and see what Nick has to say about this idea that the Celtics could make changes. What's up, Nick?
How are we doing, guys? Love the show as always. I want to first give credit where credit's due. Terp was on a couple weeks ago. I called in asking the same sort of question, and he had that same, listen, Chisholm might be willing to buck up and keep this team together. So before any of the Shams worry came up, that was, his take. I just think the one thing we are very lucky to have right now in Boston is the fact that if we did break up this team, I still think we could live in a world where we're good enough to compete for a three-peat, right? Peyton Pritchard just won Sixth Man of the Year. If Holiday has to go, I think, sure, we lose a bit on defense, but I think Pritchard's at a point where you can start for this team. The shooting that he brings, the grit that he brings, and the contract that he has. So I think there are worlds in which if Kristaps had to go, if Holiday had to go, we could still survive. And Brad, we trust to make a three-peat reality. Thanks, guys.
Thank
for the
you,
call, Nick.
A very
Obviously.
Logical person. See, if you're
Everybody.
Named Nick, you think clearly and logically with fiscal limitations in mind.
No. Everybody obviously knows any team can win the title. Oh, we all have aspirations. We're going to put a roster together. But if the roster has won two titles in a row.
Can I tell you one thing real quick?
Doesn't that roster have a pretty good chance to win three in a row? And Peyton Pritchard. Hope you don't play the Magic because he sucks against them.
Okay. Well, a lot of people did not name Jason Tatum, number one. And number two, the Philadelphia 76ers technically cannot win one.
Yeah, there's something off.
They're not quite right.
They have
built around a big baby who's not a winner and skulks off the court every series he ever plays in the playoffs. That's their
Now it finally made sense. You don't like big guys.
No, I love Shaq's one of my favorite athletes of all time.
You don't like Embiid. You don't like Giannis. You don't like big whiners.
I don't like big whiners. That's a good call. And this Celtics idea that they need to, I'm a little whiner.
Ah.
Don't give me that ironic. A big-headed whiner, but I'm not tall and big.
Continue.
No, this idea, yes, I understand that just because you change the roster doesn't close the door. But didn't Brad Stevens, and by extension Danny Ainge, work really hard to put together the roster that they loved?
And they wanted to win a championship. Mission accomplished. The banner is hanging out.
Oh, just one?
Up in the rafters.
Just one? One and done?
That's the start.
One and done. The Brad Stevens story as the basketball operations president.
Oh, I didn't know they were eliminated this year.
Oh, Dan.
This year they're fine because they kept the roster together.
Dan, I was going to say.
Yeah, and then they're selling the team.
At the end.
Right.
You can repurpose your funds.
But Brad Stevens
from within
is a partner.
Still have a championship caliber
roster. No, wait. Brad Stevens is a partner with Chisholm.
Not that's, financially.
No, that's what Chisholm called him. Partner.
Sure.
He called Wick partner and staying on as governor. So the leadership is actually staying. The experienced leadership is staying. The money is changing. The bankroll is changing.
No question.
That's what's changing.
Absolutely.
And I don't understand why that person who's smart enough to put together this deal and get enough money, I don't know how much money of it is actually his own, how many hundreds of millions.
My guess is about half.
Okay, so he's got $3 billion. We'll use Fitzy's numbers. I have no idea whether that's accurate or not. $3-plus billion
dollars
really his money. And the first thing he wants to do is start to tear down or take maybe a less obvious or direct route to fan support and success. That makes no sense.
He's not trading Jaylen Brown. He's not trading Jason Tatum. He's doing a financial reset to position this team for a longer run of success. And
so he'll trade Porzingis and Drew Holiday, the guys that put those guys over the top. Because how many titles did Brown and Tatum win?
How many Porzingis play last year in the finals?
How many titles did Brown and Tatum win?
They made it to NBA finals.
Oh, made it to?
Mm-hmm.
Just like Luka and Kyrie made it to the finals last year.
They did.
They don't actually give you credit. It's when you win. It's when you win.
Yes, I understand how.
And did Porzingis contribute to the finals?
He had one good game.
Oh, he dominated. He was best player on the court for a while.
It was an exciting.
You laughing at Dan?
It was an exciting half for everyone. But you're also underselling what Dan had pointed out as well. Other people being able to contribute to this as well, like your Peyton Pritchards, like the bench. If for all you know, it could very well just be Drew Holiday, who is getting up there. I'm not going to say he's long in the tooth, because that tooth would be kind of hooked up. Mallet finger, is that what they call it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It could be like Drew Holiday and Hauser. And are you gonna grab your basketball-shaped oily torch and go, how dare you trade Sam Hauser
where
times on the dollar,
our collective
sir.
Ignorance will be exposed.
Oh,
so
just here, yeah.
Holiday and Hauser
took over 2 hours. Finally, wow!
Holiday and Hauser take you from 500 million. They shave 200 million off the books.
And Horford, yeah. Well, there's a lot. Yeah.
Well, you're adding. Now you added. So yeah. Now Holiday, guy who was the veteran presence that you extended before last postseason,
the Triple
to help put you over the
plan
top.
Is probably the best one. Hauser, Horford, and Holiday
is a horrible plan.
Okay.
Chisholm.
You are a half-wit if you don't give him any credit for seeing the potential of all the other players.
A question based on a fact that you raised. So Brad Stevens is a partner in all of this, right?
Yes.
He is a guiding hand in trying to keep his team relevant. So
this is kind of like what he loves doing as well.
And so you aren't, as the new owner, trusting Brad Stevens to create a more financially responsible roster that can also win a championship in 2025-26?
It's a great question you ask. If Brad Stevens comes to me, the new owner, and I was like, well, I was just going to write a $500 million check. I thought you'd want to keep this roster together that just won two titles. And Brad Stevens goes, we've gotten a little old. We've gotten a little predictable. We've gotten a little stale. And Brad Stevens says, these are the things I want to do to alter this two-time defending champion roster.
I got a new Derek White kind of trade where I'm going to go fleece somebody Romeo Langford.
Whoa. I'm all in. I don't think that's anything that Shams and other people have implied.
They're
implying
change.
That this is coming from costs, ownership change, finances, money. If Brad Stevens, the head of basketball operations, not the CFO, not the chief financial officer, if he comes in just as the head of basketball and says, I want to make these changes.
How about this?
Drew Holiday get old? Because I think Drew Holiday looks a little old at times.
If Bill Chisholm walks down the hallway.
All in on it. You think that's what's happening?
I think that's
what's being reported?
I think Bill Chisholm is going to ask Brad Stevens, I need you to cut costs while also keeping us relevant.
Yes.
Stevens being very
good. Yes. That's exactly what's going
to
happen.
You started with Bill Chisholm asking Brad Stevens to cut costs. That was not the hypothetical you just gave to me. The hypothetical was Brad Stevens comes in and says, I want to retool the roster. Brad Stevens, tool away.
Speaking of H words, does anyone else listening have a headache?
I don't.
So if you, you know,
that
it.
Guy might. He looks like he has a headache.
So if you, if you're Bill Chisholm and
that
you have,
guy definitely
you have
does
decision,
with the Marine shirt on.
Would you just give me a second, for God's sakes? If you're Bill Chisholm, you go to Brad Stevens and say, I have the asset that is you, your analytical brain, your ability to be able to survey the landscape of the NBA and try to find ways to trade 50 cents and get me back $1 and $1.25.
I got to Bloom.
He's done it before. What did he trade? Andy, would you please? My God, what are you, 12?
You just throw up a little in my mouth.
I was going to say, that's an that's
we're
an
cutting insight. Costs, and I'm asking you to give me 100% return on 50% investment.
And the Brad Stevens
that the Bruins,
is
the losing Bruins, the losing Red Sox, or the losing Celtics?
My God, if the two of us left, right? Let's say we turned off our microphones.
I would argue with myself.
You would an hour later,
couple
you
of those
would be
guys
in
would
here
join
talking
in.
To yourself. And these people would be like, this sad man is not, like, he's not talking to anybody.
617-779-7937. We're going to step away from this argument about the Celtics, the direction of the franchise, and why they would possibly make changes if they're on course for another title, to talk to a man who likes to argue in his own right. Angry Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, will join us
angry.
Next year. Angry. Always angry. He is an angry, skinny.
Very happy. Yesterday was his birthday. He was in a fine mood.
Angry, skinny little man. Mike Giardi will join us next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.